Black, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively out at State Fair in Catonsville. I think I've given away all of my, I got one more holiday cash drop. Just had a $20 winner out here in the 21228. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play out here on the 50th anniversary. I'm getting rid of all of my remnant 2022. It's going to feel like a car dealer. Getting rid of my scratch-offs. We're going to have the wishbones of the 50th anniversary. Our friends at Window Nation also put us out on the road, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free for a limited time. You get 60 months, 0% financing. That is 5 years. Ron Cassie is standing by doing segment number three today as we've taken deep dives through Trailblazers. I guess segment one was the John Waters segment. Segment two was the Brooks Robinson segment of Trailblazers. But you did a piece on the CFG Bank Arena. We're all waiting for it to get open. I've been to a couple of mixers and seen all the drawings. I've seen various pictures from the inside where people have put hard hats on. And they took the middle concourse. They took the whole middle concourse. But it's going to open. And we're going to play a little basketball there soon. But then there's Springsteen, and then there's the Eagles. I've already shown you my Eagles Hotel California. You're laughing at my Pacifica belt buckles. Don't laugh at my 50-year-old belt buckles. That this is made 1977. This is a Pacifica belt buckle. This is an heirloom. This is a family jewel. That's a Hotel California album.
A great album.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Sure. Yeah.
Wasted Time.
Right. Glenn Frey and the guys. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Don
New
Henley,
kid town.
Yeah.
There's talk on the streets. It sounds so. You wrote about the arena, like the former Royal Farms Arena. I'm out of Royal Farms coffee in my cup right here, by the way. Big expectations for this, right? Like, they're talking big things in a town where we've never, ever, ever, ever talked big things about an arena because we ain't never had a good one, right? Literally.
Right. I mean, the Civic Center, as some people still call it, like, it was kind of outdated when it opened. But, you know, the building itself is basically indestructible, right? It was also created as a bomb shelter, for in a case of, like, nuclear fallout. It's literally indestructible, the physical structure itself.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
this is why I have Cassie on, man.
Yeah.
Cassie teaches me stuff, seriously.
I don't think... You know, one of the things we did a story in our December issue, and it's online. The Civic Center, if you Google Baltimore Magazine, is, you know, the Beatles were there. Stevie Wonder, he's behind us.
I met Stevie Wonder there with Edie Brown underneath room 102.
Wow! I mean, that's Stevie Wonder. You know, you had the Clippers, the Skipjacks, the Bullets. You have all this great history, but the building itself was never really beloved. Right? It was never like
I loved it.
A Boston Garden, though, or Madison Square Garden, kind of. You know, mythos to it or something, but I don't think people. I will say, I don't think people are really prepared for the changes that are coming. I mean, it has really been, from the inside out, right? Really been overhauled. I mean, you're not going to recognize it, and you're not going to. People are not. I don't think ready for the amount of artists that are coming just this year. The first year is transformative. They used to do 3 or 4 A-listers a year. That was a good year. They're still going to have the monster trucks and the wrestling, but the amount of A-listers that are coming that they've already booked surpass anything recently. They project the Oakview group that's operating it, right? They rent from the city. They have big connections to the music industry. A good year used to be like 600,000 people they draw, and it was one of the most profitable venues of its size in the country. They want to double that. They expect to double that to over 1 million people.
Well, they're talking 120 dates is what they were talking about, right?
Yeah, and the quality of the dates. But they're going to have more dates than that, but that's just music dates. But when you get to like 1.2 million, I think that's about what the Orioles drew last year, right? So it has the potential to be a transformative venue. I mean, Baltimore still needs
people. We need people.
We need people. Right. We still need transportation infrastructure, right? We still need the red
parking,
line. We still need
that, right?
Westmore to invest in the MTA and the bus system and all that stuff is really to make these connections in Baltimore, make these connections to the surrounding counties. But the venue itself, I think, is going to be transformed with just the people that they bring.
Bruce first night, you're a Jersey guy, and yeah. I'm a Bruce guy. Second night, Eagles, right? So,
I mean, I'm not a big Blink-182 guy, but that's
a big
tour.
My kid wants to go to that one.
Of course. Lizzo's coming. Janet Jackson's coming. Anita Baker's coming, the Eagles. This is kind of just right out of the gate.
Anita Baker. I love Anita Baker.
Her, Lizzo, and Janet Jackson are like the same week.
Love. I'm going to see Anita Baker. I've seen Janet Jackson. I've seen Anita Baker. I saw Anita Baker back in the day at Meriwether. Love Janet Jackson. Yeah, I mean, all reasons and different kinds of acts, right? Blink 82 is for my kid. The Eagles, you know, Bruce are for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Lizzo's not for me, right? But for other people, I would say that what they're attempting to do, and but the biggest thing is the investment part of this, right? I had Rebecca Hofberger on last week, right, talking about the roller coaster over the harbor, and you mentioned Westmore. Maybe this is, I did write down, Westmore is the last topic that I wrote down for Ron and I, because when I have real writers and I got to write this stuff down. But this does all tie together. I mean, Wes has been in, about 9 days so far, and things are happening. Maryland Stadium Authority chair thrown out this week. They have to get a deal with Angelos, which goes back to our last segment. But trying to find where the bottom was for Baltimore and where the arc toward normalcy, what the new normal is, whatever that would be, a safer, better place, less murders, all of that stuff, more jobs. The arena investment in the center of the place is sort of a starting point, but some people would say, well, I remember the Shake and Bake Fun Center, and then I remember the Hippodrome was going to be a starting point, and then I remember we're going to redo this, and then I remember the gallery, and I remember things come and go, but the arena part of this, that kind, and I traveling three times in the next 2 weeks to just go see Springsteen in random cities. I am that guy that flies in, eats the food, leaves the tax dollar, gets a hotel room, goes to Fells Point and gets, it does all of that. Having 1.2 million people do that, having a baseball team that's better, right? Having conventions maybe come back to some degree. All of that is crime, infrastructure, who your leadership is, and Wes is in a seat to really hopefully change this. There's just a lot of, I don't want to say pressure on him. I just say there's some hope tied to this that the arena is going to be the first thing that opens. It opens in 8 weeks, right?
Right.
Literally.
Right, for the CAA tournament, which is a big success, and I think will be, and it's a great draw for the city. The CFG Bank Arena, draws from, the reason they're attractive is, one is we are a really diverse market, right? The Baltimore metro region is a really diverse, so you can have country music, you can have Anita Baker, you can have the Eagles, you have all that, and they'll all draw and all sell out. But the other, and you said like drawing like the Orioles do, you'll get people that come downtown for a couple days or a night, at least in a hotel and spend some money, right? Because you'll, from Pennsylvania, from New Jersey,
Aquarium, people will come, Science Center.
People will come to see Springsteen and stay for a night or make a weekend of it or something like that. I think with, there's a lot of, the convention center is kind of like the next big thing that the city needs to do, and they'll need state help for that and federal help for that because it's too small. We're losing conventions. But the big piece for Westmore, and I can come back and talk about this if you want, our February cover issue is called, is on the Highway to Nowhere, and essentially about rebuilding the Red Line, right? Like making that Red Line, that transportation infrastructure, which is really the missing piece in Baltimore. Mobility, transportation mobility equals economic mobility and economic activity. And
for jobs and everything else.
Right. So we have Penn Station going under a massive redevelopment. And if the Red Line can get rebuilt, I mean, that was promised to create 10,000 jobs. It was 6 months from being of bids going out for contracts when Larry Hogan canceled it. And if Wes Moore, being a Baltimore guy, and Brandon Scott, and we have leaders in Congress still, Maryland does, if that can get restarted, then you really have some synergy.
Well, it's amazing how politically expeditious it was for Larry Hogan in retrospect to just sell off Baltimore for a decade. To just literally, that will be his legacy in Baltimore. And Baltimore, and I will be predictive, this will rise again. And it won't smell so good that you openly did things that hurt the city. And the city, that's the economic machine in the state.
The GDP of the state, right, is trails the rest of the country. I mean,
it's not my job. I'll leave that for the next person that's in charge, right?
The state government is really understaffed. The GDP of Maryland is below that of the United States during Larry Hogan's tenure. And there's a great opportunity for Westmore But you know, imagine the GDP, imagine Baltimore if the Red Line had been built, those 10,000 jobs at economic mobility, and then you have the Civic Center, right? Because the Civic Center can be essentially people coming in and leaving. It doesn't necessarily do the thing of connecting neighborhoods to each other, people to jobs in Baltimore. I mean, that's why cities thrive, right? It's the convenience. It's
the
movement of goods and people.
Outer harbor versus the inner harbor when all of that commerce came to the inner harbor 30 years ago.
Right, and we see, you know, Harbor East and other places in the city percolating, but that core downtown, I mean, you know, the Civic Center is right next to Camden Yards, practically.
Yes.
It's right next to the Convention Center, practically. You mentioned the Hippodrome. These are all in the same vicinity, and to really spur that kind of economic development, and then you get the transportation piece, so people can access the jobs there around the city, you know, there's a great opportunity next for, you know, I don't want to give Westmore 8 years, but the next couple administrations, there's some great things percolating. The Penn Station redevelopment is really important for the city as well.
Ron Cassie, Baltimore Magazine. Tell everybody what it is, how to get it, where to go. Trailblazers. Give them the stump speech on behalf of Mike Teitelbaum and Steve Jeppy and Max Weiss.
Yeah, well, when you're in the grocery stores and the pharmacy and your bookstores and everything, hopefully you look for Baltimore Magazine. Our January cover story, The Trailblazers, is online. Our February issue on the Highway to Nowhere, how that monstrosity got built and the destruction of West Baltimore's neighborhood to build this.
I talked to Dan Rodericks about that at Christmas time at Finley's. Yeah. Did you see his show?
No, I did. I missed it. It was sold out when I tried to get tickets. Dude, I wanted to see it. Yeah.
You're going
to
go again, right? He's doing it again.
Oh, I totally would. I just lost out.
Really, really,
I tried to get tickets
it.
And it was all booked, sold out already.
It was magical.
Yeah.
Do you know Dan a little bit? Or
I mean, just once in a while professionally.
Yeah, I mean, Dan and I worked together in the 80s, so I've known Dan. You know, Dan's like crazy uncle to me, always has been. Love him. But more than that,
like
I loved it.
He's a Boston guy, right?
I loved it. Yeah.
Came here out of town.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And he tells his life story as well. Rhode Island and his father and a fire. And just, it was, did you see Springsteen's on stage thing on Broadway? Did you go to New York?
No, I have like Netflix.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of Dan doing that sort of.
Oh, great. Yeah,
but it was more in the style of Eric Bogosian. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So go see Dan's show. If I can pimp anything for a friend, that's truly outstanding. It was outstanding.
Yeah.
My wife's not around here. We went the first night, and she's like, oh my. And she had gone fishing with Dan and didn't know of Dan's celebrity. She didn't remember Dan from TV or whatever. She knows Dan.
Yeah.
He's Nestor's friend. And she's out, and he's teaching her 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and they're fly fishing. And they're talking about New England stuff. So my wife goes in and sees Dan do this show, and she's like, wow. It was great.
I think, like Dan, I mean, I love the city, but on weekends, I kind of like to get outside a little bit and get out to Western Maryland or get out to Southern Pennsylvania for a little. For me, it's biking or hiking, but I know Dan's a great fly fisherman. And
he
everything.
Is.
Yeah.
He is indeed a great fly fisherman. So is his boy as well. So
right.
I'm going to get some lessons. All right. Well, subscribe to Baltimore Magazine. Support local. It says Baltimore on it. I'm going to put my belt buckle back on and get myself straightened out here. But I do have my Hotel California. So these belt buckles were made in the late 70s in Pacifica, California. They're called the Pacifica Manufacturing, right, in L.A., right? So they were bands in 76, 77, 78. The guy who was Kiss's manager, Bill Acoin, bought the company.
Yeah.
And that's when it got glittery. All of them turned into the disco.
So was there like
look.
A Van Halen and Aerosmith belt buckle?
Yes, or? Yeah. I'll wear that next time. That's
all
good.
Right.
So
all
those
right.
are your bands, Van Halen and Aerosmith?
They were definitely a generation I grew up on. Yeah, a little bit.
A
little before me. Guys' older brothers
Aerosmith
had it.
Belt buckle.
My buddy's older brothers, that was really their generation.
I have an Aerosmith Rocks belt buckle for sure.
Yeah. I'm more like Talking Heads Clash was really.
You're a little more. Okay. So you would have been more my Police belt buckle. That would have been more your
Police
thing.
Police were good, but yeah.
You were even edgier than that.
Yeah, I like that.
Did you
early
like the David Byrne
stuff
thing with Miley Cyrus?
Oh, it was awesome.
Wasn't
right?
it great?
Unbelievable.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah. Arbutus guy.
Baltimore guy. Another connection to our great day. Hey, I could wear my Cars belt buckle, too. And there's a Rico
Love
Casey.
The Cars. Love
there's
the Rico Casey.
Okay, so I have two Cars belt buckles that I can interest you in. See, I knew everybody's got a classic rock heart when it comes to that. You know, they also made, I have an Earth, Wind, and Fire one. I have a Stevie Wonder. I have Stevie Wonder Songs in the Key of Life album cover.
Wow. Nobody likes Stevie Wonder, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish. All right, I wish I were at State Fair all the time. Jeff Brandis is going to be here. He is our athlete coach. He is my friend, longtime friend, former seat mate in Section 513, Row 6, with he and his family back in 1996 and 97. We will have lots and lots of Ravens things to talk about. Is Lamar staying or going? What is he doing?
I think he's staying, yeah.
Everybody says he's staying.
Everybody's saying he's staying, he's staying.
I'm the guy who says he's going. Because I know things. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive, doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out here at State Fair. Brought to you by the Lottery and Wind Donation. Stay with us.